And Republicans really have the upper hand when it comes to technology in an election? My next guest says yes, because he's helped create it. Greg Phillips created Ground Fusion AI, a platform that revolutionizes targeted political engagement. It has 211 million voters they know a lot about. 211 million voters, which is going to be, well, pretty much most of them. Greg, good to have you on the program.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, Steve.
Well, thank you, sir. 211 million voters. How many voters are there in America?
Well, that's an interesting question. Of those 211 million registrations that we have, about 25 million of them are people who don't live where they are registered. So we've got an election integrity problem right out of the gate. The fact of the matter is, this is the first time in my 40 years in this business that we've been able to tell you not just who all's registered and who's not registered and maybe where we should put a few ads, but we can now take it down to the precinct, we can take it down to the block, we can take it down to the household and tell you exactly who cares about what, and we got have communications capabilities.
So you have the ability then, Greg. You have the ability to do what they call geofencing, right, where you basically, here's a neighborhood potentially. Maybe it's a swing neighborhood in a township of a big county that's important for one party to win or the other. You can put in messaging that shows up right in my smartphone. You know, vote for this candidate, vote for that candidate. You know, what's your economy like? What did groceries cost you? What's your car bill? Whatever it might be, you can put it right in the phone, can't you?
Absolutely. We can target them, and we call it micro-targeting, but we can target it down to the absolute household and the single voter.
Really? And you can do this 211 million times?
We have 300 to 500 data elements for every single voter in America. We can tell the, we can tell you who they are. We can tell you what they want, what they like, what they don't like. We can communicate with them on a regular basis, and we are going to game change this thing by putting this data, not just in the hands. It's great to put it in the hands of people like J.D. Vance and President Trump and others. But imagine being able to put this in the hands of down ballot races, people that are out knocking on doors, people that are out making phone calls. And we're going to do it. I mean, we call them micro grants, and we're going to put data in the hands of every single down ballot candidate in the precincts, in the areas that are going to make a difference.
Well, that's pretty remarkable, because always, historically speaking, Democrats, those on the left, the Silicon Valley team, right? Those are all pretty much big tech Democrat supporters, by and large. Not all of them, but most of them. So you're competing with Silicon Valley now on how to reach voters and how to, you know, be on the cutting edge of technology for the election. This is remarkable to me.
Yeah, the difference between us and them is simply that, you know, they're absolute haters, right? They're going to do everything they could do to lie, cheat, or steal this election. And what we're able to do is not just fight back against that, but we're able to actually turn out people on our side. So we've got both sides of this. We're partnered with Katherine Engelbrecht and True the Vote on election integrity. So they're taking care of the election integrity side. We're building apps into this thing. I think she's going to announce tonight that they pulled nearly 1 million ineligible voters off the rolls using an app called IV3, which is underpinned by all of our data and underpinned by Ground Fusion.
Who's going to make that announcement?
Katherine Engelbrecht, the president and founder of True the Vote.
Right. All right. So 1 million voters clean. But is that enough? I mean, look, here in Michigan, there is a constitutional requirement in the state to clean the voter rolls. But the Secretary of State here, Jocelyn Benson, has not done it. Because even if she doesn't do it, there's no penalty for it. She's required to do it. There are lawsuits compelling her to do it. And so far, she hasn't done it. And it's May, and the election's not that far away. So in some places, you're not going to get it cleaned the way it should, are you?
Well, we probably won't. We've got 25 million folks to pull off the rolls. But I think it's important, or at least our strategy is, not just to identify these people and not just to communicate with the state or whomever it is locally, the counties that need to pull these people off the rolls, but we're going to start letting Americans know exactly what's happened. We're going to set the stage for a potentially massive lawsuit that's going to take people like Jocelyn Benson and those and just cram it down their throat.
Well, politely, of course, just politely.
Polite.
Of course. Greg Phillips here, Ground Fusion AI. How important is what you're doing?
I think it's the most important thing that we could possibly be doing this year. When Catherine and I first set out to establish this on the election integrity side, we knew it was going to game change. But once we figured out all the tools and techniques that we needed to be able to use to pull in all this data, and not just imagine this, imagine being able to geofence around a church and then figure out how many of those people are not registered, and then send a note from their pastor saying, hey, we notice you're not registered to vote. On the other hand, we notice that you're registered in a couple of different places, a couple of different states. We need to get that cleaned up. And so we're doing things that our side is.
Well, that's got to be a bit of a wake-up call, Greg, because if somebody's sitting there, well, I'm just going to slide through and maybe I'm going to, hey, we see you. We know you're not registered properly here and you've got registrations other places. That might be something for them to go, whoa, people can see what I'm doing. And maybe they don't do something wrong intentionally. Maybe that's just a little bit of a conscience on their shoulder moment. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And the reality is, because these secretaries of state all around America are not taking people off the rolls, it's important for people to look back. If you move, say, from Ohio to Michigan, look back in Ohio's rolls. We have another project that Catherine's running called, oh my gosh, I just drew a blank on my own program, but we have the ability to let them just look back into Ohio and see if you're still on the rolls there and pull you off the rolls. So I'd go to truthofvote.org, sign up for their IV3 program, and it's making a lot of difference. All the while, we're going to be working on the political side, and we're going to take this country back.
Truthofvote.org. Truthofvote.org. Find out more. What an undertaking, Greg. Ground Fusion AI, actually competing with the Democrats in the world of technology. That's revolutionary. Sir, thank you for being here. I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you for having me.
Really appreciate it. There you have it. Truthofvote.org. Find out more how you can be part of the solution, all right? Truthofvote.org. I'll take a break. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Tell me what you think at SteveGruber.com. SteveGruber.com. I'll be right back.